Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome back to The Intersection. I'm your host, Frankie Walls, and for this week's episode, we're talking to Ithaca College alumni Angel Sohu about her experiences as a trans woman of color. I'm excited. Okay, awesome. So if you want to start by just introducing yourself, so usually we do name, year, and major, but maybe just like name the major you studied and when you graduated.
Okay. So I'm Angel. I graduated in, I think, 2021. I don't know. It's been like a year, I'm pretty sure. And I was a communication management and design major.
Mm-hmm. So something we kind of talked about is why you decided to go to Ithaca. Like, what kind of drew you into the school?
I think when I was looking for colleges, well, first of all, Ithaca, you know, I didn't apply to many schools. I applied to a couple and they were one of the first to offer me admission. So that kind of struck me. And then also as I was like researching them, I just found that they were, you know, they were putting in a lot of initiatives to like help support like different communities and such. And I don't know, it seemed like a good fit. And also like the town itself just seemed really beautiful. So that brought me in. And, you know, I can't lie. I did look it up and it said it was one of the top party schools in America. So I was like, you know what? I was like, I think this might be it.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I like wasn't expecting it. But then when I got to Ithaca, I was like, yeah, makes sense.
Okay, so one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you was because your identity as a trans woman, and I kind of wanted to talk to you about, well, your experiences at Ithaca, but also like afterwards, and kind of, do you think that Ithaca was a welcoming community for you? Do you think it was something that people really defined you as while you were here, or do you think that it was like a good experience?
Mm-hmm. I think in regards to my identity in Ithaca, I do think Ithaca, I will say they did have a lot of resources for the LGBT community. And I think that definitely is, you know, shout out to Luca. If you know who Luca is incredible. He like just really like makes it such a welcoming environment. And yeah, just their support really helped while I was there. So shout out to Luca for that. And I think, yeah, like, I think that community itself, I feel like everyone, like, really embraced me, but I kind of struggle with that, though, because sometimes I get in my head about it, and I'm like, oh, are they just embracing me because they want, like, their brownie points, or they want, like, to feel like they have, I don't know, like a trans friend, or, like, they're supporting someone who's trans, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then also, when I talk to my friends about it, they're like, no, like, Angel, like, you're a very, like, I don't know, like, they say it's, like, people just like to be around me. So I don't know. That's something I definitely struggled with because I did feel like sometimes I was being tokenized by the community a bit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, all in all, I'd say I had a pretty good experience. But then, you know, also I like to take into account that maybe that has to do with certain like privileges that I have, such as like being able to like transition at an early age, like being able to do surgeries and stuff like that, and being able to be deemed more passable, I guess you would say, mm-hmm. to like the community in Ithaca. Because I don't know, I just can't help but think that maybe if circumstances were different, like would people be as welcoming? I'm not sure. And so, but yeah, just from what I experienced, it was good. And yeah, I had a pretty good time for the most part.
You bring up a good point, especially because like you are a woman of color. I feel like there's just like an added level of pressures and also like stigma that could be bestowed upon you because, you know, sometimes just like people of color are not as accepting of things that seem like other to them. And obviously, I have no idea how you went through your experiences, but I feel like that's something that's so strange is that, like, sometimes there's just this added level. Like, whether you be part of the LGBTQIA or whether you be, like, less able-bodied than someone else, like, there's this, like, almost stigma or, like, this stare that gets, like, attached to it.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think, you know, being a woman of color on top of all of that definitely added to sort of my trials and tribulations, you could say, at Ithaca, especially with it being a PWI, you know, like, because going into it, I can't lie, I wasn't aware that it was that white of a school. So, yeah, that definitely added to it, because that definitely also was in my mind, like, oh, am I just being tokenized by these white kids, white people, because they want to have, like, they want to, it's like, I sort of check a bunch of boxes for them. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, like, she's trans and she's person of color. So, like, if we, like, are nice to her, we hang with her, like, it'll show, I don't know, like, whatever about themselves. Yeah, exactly. And so, I don't know, that definitely was something I thought of as well. But I will say, I think the POC community at Ithaca, I think we all were very, like, tight-knit. Like I knew most of all the POC students on campus. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we all, like, knew each other, which I thought was good. But that being said, that was only established because the POC students on campus came together and did that mm-hmm. themselves. It wasn't because of, like, you know, initiatives that maybe the college themselves did. And I know they're working on, you know, getting better with that and stuff. And 100%. I do think we're going forward in the right direction, but I think a lot of it is owed due to the POC students coming together and doing what they can.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something I realized too, because I was like, I'm only a year under you, and mm-hmm. I think when I first came in freshman year and I didn't really know anybody, and then all of a sudden I kind of knew everybody, and they were like, oh, that's like Angel and Noah, that's the duo over there, and then that's those mm-hmm. people there, and then those people there, yeah. And then I just started seeing everyone all the time, and then it just became so, like, I was already like, oh my god, hey everybody, what's up, mm-hmm. like, glad we're all, yeah, like, friends now.
Yes, exactly. I will say that's a thing I do really like about Ithaca, is just that it doesn't feel like one of those, you know, like those big, like, state universities where, like, there's millions of people, or not millions, you know what I mean? Like, there's a yeah. lot of people, and like, you just don't really have that sense of family, I feel like. I feel like mm-hmm. my time at Ithaca, I did have a sense of, like, yeah, like, I know, like, I walk around campus and it's not like I see a new person every day. Like, I see familiar faces and I, like, recognize everybody, and it's nice because you get to build that sort of, I guess, relationship with people on a deeper level rather than just like, oh yeah, like, we're just in the same class, you know?
Oh yeah, 100%. And then kind of going from that, so now you have graduated from Ithaca and you've been doing a bit of modeling, and congratulations, by the way. Wow.
Thank you.
For those listening, Angel has been featured on Vogue Italy. What? That's so cool.
Yes, that was definitely a highlight of my short but blossoming career. I mean, not short as in, like, it's over, short as in it's just begun, I should clarify.
So I just kind of want to talk to you about that experience for you. How did that feel? Especially, like, we've seen now, like, the modeling world has been opening up a bit more. But, like, I can only imagine what it was like for seeing, like, a trans woman of color on the cover of Vogue Italy. Like, that just seems so much more impactful for some people that it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, such a, like, I don't know. I was just, such a proud moment where I was like, oh my god, I know her. You see that? Like, so if you want to kind of talk about, like, that experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, my agent, Cece, he does a really great job of just making sure that, you know, like, girls of all different backgrounds and, you know, everything are represented. And so definitely, you know, a lot of love to him for believing in me and doing what he can to, like, help me out. But I think definitely the modeling world in general has definitely been opening up a bit and has been welcoming people from all different walks of life. And so I'm very grateful for that, because I never in a million years, like, when I was younger, would have thought, like, a girl like me would be, like, you know, doing a feature for like Italian Vogue or something like that, or like working with skincare brands and this and that. And just like, I don't know, it's definitely, it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't want to like sit here and act like, oh, like I've done it all. Cause obviously I haven't, and I still have a lot of room to grow, and I have a lot of, you know, in the future, hopefully to accomplish. But I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. And I think, you know, I just feel a lot of just like gratitude and appreciation to be able to be in this position where, you know, and not saying like, oh, like I'm at the same level as like, you know, these top models or whatever, but just if any, like, you know, either little brown girl, little trans girl, little woman of color, like anything, like any person who could maybe like stumble upon me or see me somewhere and then feel represented, like that is what makes me like want to keep doing it, just to mm-hmm. sort of like get that representation out there. Cause I feel like now more than ever, it's like really what we need.
100%. I think now more than ever, we definitely need more representation of like all forms, because there's so many different people in the world, and for so long we've just kind of set to this like specific binary, and like mm-hmm. it just like people are figuring themselves out every day, and it's so much more helpful when you can see so many different types of people living and experiencing life.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, modeling now is like, it's open to like all gender identities, all body types, all like, you know, like no matter what like your background is, like, so yeah, I think it's definitely a move in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Did you know, like, back when you were still in school that you wanted to like do modeling?
I actually didn't. It's kind of funny, I sort of just fell into it because CC's assistant at the time, Katiana, love her, shout out, she DM'd me on Instagram. I guess she stumbled upon my page and she just had asked me if I have ever modeled. And I was kind of like, no, not really. Like, not like professionally, at least. Like, I would just do like things here and there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she just, I guess, really believed in me, introduced me to CC, and yeah, the rest is just history. But yeah, that's it wasn't like my goal. Like, I wasn't like, I was like, oh, when I graduate college, I'm going to pursue modeling. Like, I kind of just thought like, when I graduate, I'm going to try to find a job and do all that. But yeah, I don't know, I guess it just organically kind of all fell into place.
Yeah, that's super awesome. Kind of going back to your time at Ithaca, would you say, so we kind of talked about when you were friends with specific people, how sometimes you kind of felt like some people might have been like, obviously not purposely, but you were saying like kind of how it could have felt like some people might just be checking off a box, but obviously mm-hmm. that was kind of just like, I mean, I feel the same way sometimes where I'm like, oh, am I the token black friend right now?
Yeah.
But kind of let's talk about the friends you did have while you were here, and like obviously still friends with them now. Would you say that a lot of your friends were like the same identity as you, like as people of color, as mm-hmm. trans people, however you want to take that question?
Yeah, definitely. I think my main friend group, we were all majority people of color, you know, like we were all like black, brown, just, yeah, we shared that in common. And then a lot of them were also queer in whichever way. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, not necessarily like trans, but just part of the community. And so mm-hmm. I think definitely we sort of found that bond through those common life experiences. And yeah, I mean, I'm still friends with all of them to this day. And that's one thing I will say, like, I'm very grateful to Ithaca for, like, you know, for going there to be able to meet all these people who have really impacted my life and have made such a difference. But yeah, I'd say definitely my friends and the people I surrounded myself with when I was at Ithaca were usually, you know, like, we usually shared something in common identity-wise like that.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that's important because my mom talked about that a lot before I came here, about like how people who share like your identities or understand your experiences were going to be like mm-hmm. your best allies, because they like, they know what you're feeling and you kind of don't have to explain it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's no need to sort of, I guess, not lecture, but like make them mm-hmm. knowledgeable on certain things. Whereas sometimes with my, you know, with like white counterparts, there is like moments where I'd have to like explain things, which mm-hmm. can be a bit like draining. It's just nice to have people who just like kind of know, like they get it.
100%. Would you say that when you first got to Ithaca, was it hard adjusting? Like, we kind of talked about how it's a PWI and how it's a little over, like, it's a little abundant when you first come in.
It definitely is.
Would you say that you, was it hard adjusting when you first came in or anything like that?
Well, I'd say for me personally, it wasn't too hard just because the town I grew up in, it's like a suburb of Philly. So I kind of had the best of both worlds, because when I would go into the city, I would be around so much culture and so much, you know, just people from all different walks of life. Whereas when I, you know, be in high school, it was like a I live in a very white town. So coming to Ithaca wasn't that much of a culture shock to me in that sense. I think it was easy for me to adjust. Also, just being able to, like, I had made friends prior, like through, you know, Facebook groups and all that, as people do. And so it wasn't that big of an adjustment for me, but I definitely know, like, talking to other people, that it was a huge adjustment for others. I just think for me specifically, it definitely, I wouldn't say it was an adjustment, but there was definitely moments where I would be like, what's going on?
But, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Be like, what is this? What are we talking about? There was this one time in one of my classes where it was like an identities class, and someone had said that they lived like a lake over, and my professor was like, yeah, and then like every single like brown person in the room was like, oh, what? What does that mean?
Literally. Yeah, there's been some moments in Ithaca where I'll just be around, like, you know, my white counterparts, colleagues, and they will say certain things, and I have to kind of do a double take, because I'm like, did they really just say that?
But. For sure. Yeah, so kind of just talking. So you have, we talked about it, you graduated in 2021. You've now started a modeling career. Do you have any other, like, goals, or kind of like, do you know what you want to do after coming out of Ithaca? Like, do you know where you want to go?
That is a very good question, because honestly, I can't say I do. I mean, I have little goals. I don't really know big picture right now. I mean, I guess idealized big picture would be being a big time supermodel, but you know, obviously that takes a lot of patience and work and steps, which I'm trying to do. But I think other than that, other goals, I am very infatuated with social media. I think social media is a very powerful tool. And I know our generation, Gen Z, we get a lot of flack for like, oh, like they're on social media all day, whatever. But I don't think people understand that when used correctly, it's such a powerful tool, because it really connects you with anyone, like anyone who is on the internet and who has a social media account. And so I guess I'm very interested in sort of building my social media presence in a way where I'm able to use it for good and use it to give a voice to communities that wouldn't necessarily have one otherwise. And so definitely that. But I actually also have been debating going back to school, maybe to pursue teaching. Perhaps, I don't know. I've always had this like kind of goal dream, I guess you could say, of like being like a kindergarten or like elementary school teacher. I don't know. I feel like educating kids on certain topics is just so important, because kids really are the future of like what is going to come of our world. And yeah, I don't know. I just think it's also good. It's always good to have a backup plan just in case. And I mean, it's good to pursue your passions and everything, but, you know.
No. Yeah, I understand 100%, because that's always been something I've literally said the same thing. Like, maybe I'll be a teacher, an art teacher or something. Kind of going off of that, like, you talked about social media and the importance of it. Would you ever, because you on Instagram, like, your Instagram is pretty, like, cool and, like, I don't want to say curated is the right word, but, like, I think your Instagram is super, like, interesting. You also have like 5,000 followers, almost 6,000. So you have a lot of people like paying attention to you. Do you think you'd ever maybe like make curated informational things there, or you'd like, I don't know, talking about different experiences or different things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think I'm definitely open to that. I think I just, you know, I guess I just don't really know where to start with that. I think I would definitely, it would have to be a collaborative effort between myself and other people, other creatives. And it's definitely something I'm open to. I'm all about, you know, using my platform to promote different causes, different, you know, just whatever I can do to help.
Mm-hmm. That's super cool. Yeah, I think that's a really important thing to emphasize too, is because I think like a lot of times we do talk about how bad social media is, because like it is. Yeah. There are definitely times, mm-hmm. there are a couple too many people on TikTok who are a little too comfortable in their suburbs saying the wrong things about people of color, for sure.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah. There are some people who are just too outwardly sexist, homophobic, racist, and all those things. But I do think social media is a really important tool, like, when used correctly, because it really does connect us with, like, so many people, and it keeps us in, like, in... It keeps us, like... I don't even know what the right word would be for that. Like, it keeps us connected, and it keeps us, like, involved in everything. Yeah. And I'd say, like, if you didn't have it, like, would you even know what's happening in, like, other places besides, like, your state? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in Ithaca. Do I know what's happening in New Jersey right now? Like, if I didn't have, like, social media and, like, checking different, like, other forms of, like, media, because, like, I feel like if it's not in front of your face, you don't really think about it.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. I think it's definitely, like you said, it's a double-edged sword, because there's definitely a lot of people on the internet, on social media, who sort of abuse that and kind of use it to spread narratives that aren't necessarily the best and aren't something we should be spreading. But I think there's also power in being able to... I think what I love about the internet and social media is just that every single person, like, is given a platform and a voice. Mm-hmm. And so it's like every single person kind of has the power to, like, get their message out there and do something. And honestly, nowadays, I really do believe that the majority of people on social media, like, are considered micro-influencers in one way or the other, because every person who is consistently posting and has followers has some sort of impact. And so, yeah, I think it's definitely a great tool that can be used for good, but... You know, I definitely think it's good sometimes to take those social... I know I definitely take social media breaks a lot, because it can be toxic and being consumed in it. Mm-hmm. And especially just being able to, like, you know, being able to curate your feed, I think, is very important. I think people forget sometimes that we have the power to, like, curate, like, what we want to be seeing. Like, because I know for a while I would strictly follow, like, influencer girls and, like, supermodels. And so I'd just be seeing that constantly, and it would... do such a number to my self-esteem. And so I think just being aware that we have the power to sort of curate what we see. I mean, not always, of course, because sometimes are intrusive, you know, but yeah, it's definitely a very powerful tool that I think more people just don't realize they have the power to utilize.
Mm-hmm. I did that recently on, like, YouTube. I forget, like, when I checked, but I had, like, looked at who I was subscribed to and stuff, and I was like, this is not reflective of me at all. And then I completely, like, I was like, okay, more women of color, more people of color, more, like, other identity, because, like, sometimes I'm like, wow, YouTube is, like, super white, and I'm like, wait a minute, no, I can just get rid of that and just say I'm not interested, and then go the completely different route. So curation is something that I've been enjoying a lot, because I think it also just, like, I think it helps when you're, like, trying to figure out, like, what you want to see and the type of content you want to produce and stuff too.
Yeah, definitely.
So just kind of, is there anything you want to, like, mention just about your experiences at Ithaca, before Ithaca, about just, like, how it was, like, kind of going through the world with your identity? Do you think, like, it was ever a struggle or something that, like, not, I don't want to say a bird. Has anyone ever made you feel like, I don't know, invalidated when you're kind of going through with your identity and like, this is who I am. And like, you not seeing that is like, you not seeing me.
Yeah. You know, definitely. I think at the end of the day, it's one of those things where, you know, obviously the college itself can provide resources and try to do what they can, but there's always individual relationships and things that sort of make you spiral and question things a bit. But I think, yeah, Ithaca's, I think for me, what I learned from my experience at Ithaca is that it's definitely what you make of it. And mm-hmm. I will say, I haven't been there this year, so I don't know if it's gotten better in this regard, but when I was there, it was a lot of having to seek out things myself and search things myself because they weren't always being promoted, I'd say, on campus. Like, different groups and different, like, organizations and clubs and resources, they don't... Mm-hmm. I feel like when I was there, they didn't really do a good job of promoting that as much, like, certain things. And so it's definitely about, like, going out. You have to be your own advocate. You have to seek things for yourself. But, you know, that's not to say, I'm sure... I mean, you know, like I said, I haven't been there the past year. I'm sure they've been putting things in place to, like, get better with it. And I know it's, mm-hmm. like, a process. But, yeah, I definitely think just be your own advocate and, like, don't be afraid to, like, go out there and just find what you want. Fight for what you want.
For sure, for sure. And then something I kind of end all of these with is just kind of asking something you wish you knew before coming to Ithaca, or something you wish you knew just about the world. I'd say, like, sometimes we make them a little more introspective.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think I've actually been thinking about this a lot. I think something I wish I had known before going into Ithaca, this is kind of more specific, but it's just to take advantage of the study abroad programs. Because I think when I first got to Ithaca, I didn't realize how many there were. Mm-hmm. And I think if I had known, I would have been studying abroad every semester. And I just think this college is the perfect time for people to do that. Because afterwards, you don't know where your life is going to go. You don't know if you're going to have time to, like, travel and do what you want to do. I think college is the perfect time because you have an excuse. You have, like, a, like, way to just go out and travel and see the world. So I think... I'd say I would definitely wish I knew more about the whole study abroad programs and everything, because I had some friends who would study abroad in such cool places and I didn't even know that was an option. So
no, definitely I just seek that out. Agree. I 100% agree, because I'm actually going abroad next semester, and
cool.
It's a program that isn't technically affiliated with Ithaca, but like a lot of Ithaca College students go to it. It's called Semester at Sea. So I'm going to be traveling for 4 months around Europe in a boat.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. See, I, like, to this day, until you told me this, I did not even know Ithaca offered that.
Yeah, like, it was crazy because technically, like, I have to, it's transfer credits and stuff because it's, like, through a state school that does it. But I didn't know that this was a study abroad option. I didn't know that this program existed. And I actually got really lucky because someone in your grade actually went, and he was in one of my classes afterwards. And I was like, oh my God, wait, you went. Oh, cool. Tell me about it. I want to know everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so awesome. Oh my gosh, you're going to have such a good time. I can't wait to see all the pics and everything.
I will make sure. I will make sure I post and send. I'm so excited. But yeah, study abroad. That is something that people utilize more.
Yes, so, I agree.
Look into your options and everything. All right, so that's about it for this week's episode. Thank you so much to Angel for being on the show and being willing to have this conversation with me. You can find more episodes of The Intersection and other podcasts at theithacan.org. Remember to be good people and treat others with kindness and respect. Thanks for listening.